ahead on Only a Game, the greatest French tennis champion of whom you've probably never heard. But first, at least based on the NHL regular season, the Stanley Cup playoffs have been a big surprise. In the West, Chicago and Los Angeles, the 5th and 6th seeds, are battling for a ticket to the finals. In the East, the 5th seeded New York Rangers are up 2-1 over the Montreal Canadiens, a 4 seed. Matthew Futterman is covering the Rangers' unexpected run to the brink of the Stanley Cup finals. Matthew, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, thanks for having me.
New York was trounced by Boston in the second round of the 2013 playoffs, after which their head coach was fired, though he had 4 years left on his 5-year deal. In March, the Rangers traded their team captain for a guy who was 38 years old. These are not usually indications of a team on the rise. What's going on?
I think what's mainly going on is that you got a bunch of guys who are not the usual Broadway stars that we're used to seeing in New York, and they're just playing great together, a great team.
This explains perhaps why you recently wrote, "I'm closing in on the end of my fourth decade of Ranger fandom, and this might be the only truly well-constructed team I've experienced."
Yeah, what we're used to seeing in New York is we're used to seeing this sort of imports of guys on the wrong side of their career. So we get Wayne Gretzky, you know, in the late 90s, and we get Guy Lafleur when he can barely skate from blue line to blue line. Every year there's another guy who's sort of collecting the last few paychecks and selling tickets for the Rangers. And so it's a little disappointing.
You know, it just occurred to me the Rangers are owned by James Dolan, who also owns the New York Knicks. Any chance this run of competence on the part of the Rangers might carry over to the city's NBA team?
I'd say it only carries over if he takes a completely hands-off attitude now that he's got Phil Jackson. The advantages they've had in the last 5 years is Dolan accepts that he knows nothing about hockey. So he has to let his hockey guys take the reins for the most part. He roots for him. He loves the Rangers. But he doesn't know more than the next guy, so he lets his hockey people do it. Basketball, he kind of thinks that he actually knows something about the game, I think, and that's the problem.
The Rangers last won the Stanley Cup back in 1994. The other pro teams in New York have not exactly been tearing it up lately. Have New Yorkers responded well to the Rangers' success this season?
You know, I think they're still trying to figure it out. It seems a little quiet. It was a little different in 94. You had Mark Messier, who was this sort of huge star. These Rangers, they have one matinee idol, Henri Lundqvist. He does fashion spreads. He's sort of, as I've said, he's the essence of New York cool at the moment in the way that, you know, only a handful of athletes ever get to that point. But they don't really have that sort of transcendental superstar. So people are still trying to figure out, like, oh, yeah, I guess I should pay attention to this team. They might actually be in the finals. So it's a little weird, but if this team gets to the Stanley Cup finals, I think people will pay attention.
Well, if this team gets to the Stanley Cup finals, do they win the Stanley Cup?
I think that's a little dependent on who's on the other side of the ice. I feel pretty good about the Kings, not terribly worried about the Kings. I'm a little afraid of the Blackhawks in the same way that I was terrified of the Bruins and will be eternally thankful for the Canadiens knocking them off in the second round because I was not optimistic that the Rangers were going to be able to do this. So, and I should add that the Rangers are just about the only team that I still actually care about as a fan. I think it's probably because I've very rarely covered hockey in my career, and that's somewhat intentional because I sort of am able to hang on to this one team that I still root for purely.
Matthew Futterman is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, for which he is covering the Rangers in this postseason. Matthew, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thanks for having me.